latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. City failing with another bid to sign Alexis Sanchez after Arsenal rejecting a reported £50 million bid. City boss Pep Guardiola stepping up his pursuit of the Chilean forward. The Gunners, though, standing firm and refusing to cash in on the player. City reported to have tabled that huge offer for Sanchez. Thought the player would jump at a chance of a move to the Etihad Stadium if Arsenal opened the door. Well, the forward came in for heavy criticism after the 4-0 defeat against Liverpool, with pundits and fans alike believing he looked like a player who doesn't want to be at the club. Sanchez has entered the final year of his contract at the Emirates Stadium, and Arsenal's resolve looks set to be tested by their Premier League rivals again ahead of Thursday's transfer deadline. Well, Manchester United and Chelsea also said to be in the hunt, but Gunners boss Arsene Wenger said he would not let Sanchez join a Premier League rival. City sources have also rubbished the reports the club are willing to pay the 28-year-old, who has it less than a year remaining on his deal at the Emirates, wages of £400,000 a week. It's thought he would be offered the same money that Arsenal have offered, £275,000 a week, and hope that his desire to work again under his former Barcelona coach Pep Guardiola will help push through a deal. It's also thought Arsenal could look to sign Raheem Sterling as part of any deal that would see Sanchez move in the opposite direction. Well, Stoke are said to have revived talks over a £10 million sweep for City midfielder Fabian Delph. Delph has had limited opportunity since joining City and may look for regular football elsewhere, having missed out on the most recent England squad. Midfielder moved to the Etihad 2 years ago for £8 million, but has struggled with injuries and form. Stoke have been busy in the transfer market already this summer, Kevin Vimmer becoming their latest signing. They're keen to add Delph to their growing list of incomings. And finally, Patrick Roberts has spoken about his move to Celtic. He said he had to persuade City boss Pep Guardiola to allow him to move back north of the border again on loan. Well, he's already spent 18 months with Celtic and was part of their Invincibles last term. He's now looking to impress in the Champions League for Brendan Rodgers' side. He said, Celtic wanted to sign me permanently, but City, being my parent club, didn't want to sell. So from my point of view, it was important that Pep Guardiola wanted to keep me, but letting me come here to carry on my development with Brendan Rodgers and the team is good for me personally. It's my development, my game. I've got to be the one who plays it, so I had to express how much I wanted to come here for myself to improve as a player.